I'm not sure I could. They say time heals everything, but I'm still waiting. I'm through with doubt. There's nothing left for me to figure out. I've paid a price.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Friday, January the 4th, 2008 edition of The American Awakening. I'm your host, Michael Herzog. I'll be with you for the next 2 hours, and I'm surprised that nobody emailed me yesterday or called me and said that I made a mistake. And I said January 3rd, 2007 yesterday. I caught that because I thought I did that, and I went back into the archives and looked, and sure enough, I swore I would never do that, but I did that anyway, so I apologize for that. Okay. As you all know, this is the day that I've been waiting for, and I hope you have too. I've got Russell Means coming up after the first break, and I want to make an announcement here before I go to him. The first hour, I'm really looking forward to having Russell on the show. I've got a number of questions for Russell, and if anybody calls in the first hour, I will not take your call. Now, if I can get through the questions that I have for Russell first hour, then I'm going to go ahead and open up the phone lines second hour, and you guys can feel free to call in with your questions, your comments, your affirmations for what Russell is trying to do with the Indian Nations. And but if you call in the first hour, no, I will not take your call. Now, let me get this out of the way real quick. Again, Cardivite, as you guys know, I take it on a regular basis, and I would strongly advise you to give Don Wiskin a call at Cardivite, 877-928-8822. Again, that's 877-928-8822 if you want to feel better. If you don't want to feel better, don't call him. Also, my friend John Onesti, Onesti Investment Advisors, if you have a question about your finances, you're looking to move money around, stocks, bonds, mutual funds, 401ks, annuities, whatever, John's the guy to call. He doesn't make money unless you make money. He is not a commissioned agent. His number is 505-296-2453. Again, that's 505-296-2453. And in both instances, remember, when you give these guys a call, tell them you heard it on my show. And again, I cannot emphasize enough, folks, I really mean it when I say that Cardivite stuff works. I've got more energy than I've had in I don't know how long. All right, getting back to where we were. As you know, all week I've been mentioning, I've had Tim Wingate kind of hosting my show on Monday and Wednesday, and I thank him again for that. I was riding shotgun with him, but as I was mentioning to you, I preempted, and I've been mentioning Russell Means all week, and then yesterday I did an expose on him. I have enough questions for this man that I could go on for, oh, months and never get to the end of it just by virtue of reading his book. I'm going to find out where you can obtain a copy of the book. I would strongly urge you to purchase a copy. It's an unbelievable book to read. You won't be able to put it down. I am not going to ask him all the questions I would like to today because you would never have time, or I couldn't open up the phone lines and allow you to call. At any rate, I am going to get in some pertinent things about what he is trying to do, what's going on. I know he has left the, I believe it's the Cheyenne Nation up in the Dakotas. He's in Denver today. And he appeared in court this morning, so hopefully we'll be able to get a hold of him. My message is that he's available on his cell phone, so I'll have my board operator giving him a call during the break to get him online. And let's see, what else have I got here? Oh, I want to get into, Well, if there's anything progressing with what he's trying to do, as well as the Cheyenne Nation, he had a meeting with him up there last week, and we'll get into that when we get back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. Stay tuned for Russell Means. Got a great show for you today, folks. Call your friends and neighbors. This one's going to be a barn buster, I promise you. Be right back.
Heart. The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is an urgent RBN financial bulletin. Have you ever thought about making a little extra money at home with your computer? If you have and you would like to make money by actually learning how to beat Bilderberger insiders at their own game, this will be the most interesting message you will ever hear. Here is why. We all know that knowledge is power, but what most people don't know about is how to gain the kind of knowledge that insiders would really rather that you didn't have. Once you get that knowledge, it then becomes a question of turning that information into financial gain. Well, there's now a very real chance you will actually be able to make money this way. Here's what it's all about. There's a new program available that teaches you how to scan the media for enormously profitable insider stories. Once you learn what's ahead for a given company, you'll have an enormous advantage over the rest of the market. Get the details at www.earlymorningadvantage.com. That's earlymorningadvantage.com or call 815-259-4552. Once again, the site is www.earlymorningadvantage.com.
We're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. And let's see if I've got Russell Means on the line. Russell, are you with me?
No, I sure am, and thank you for having me.
Oh, hey. And it's my pleasure, sir. I'll tell you what. I've got a million and a half questions for you, of which I could never get into today, Russell. But before I even start with this, I'm going to take the first hour, ask you a few questions that I have, and then I'm going to open up the phone lines for my listening audience, because I've been promoting you all week and your move, sir. I'm very proud of you. I'm very proud of what you're doing.
Thank you.
But before I get into that, I wanted to tell you, you and I have a lot in common, you know.
Great.
Let me just go over just a few of the many commonalities that I found in reading your book, which, by the way, sir, I could not put it down. I spent a good 2 days reading that book, and the only time I put it down was to go to sleep, and I want to commend you for that. It is the most amazing autobiography I have ever read, Russell.
Well, thank you.
Now, you're welcome. First of all, we're both deaf in one ear. We both spent portions of our youth in San Leandro. We both spent time at San Leandro High School. When I say spent time, because evidently, you know, you had a little bit of trouble in your youth as well. We both have golf ball experience. You in selling them, me as a troubled teenager stealing them. We both have insurance experience. We both have insurance experience that, and you were selling it, and I was buying it to keep from getting beat up in high school. because I was pretty much of a runt. But there's one thing that I really, really want to ask you about this before we get into the main topic here today. And that is, when you were nabbed as a teenager with a back seat full of beer, and you spent 16 to 17 days at that resort, the juvenile resort, was that that green building up there on 150th?
No, that was a Lucky Warehouse by the freeway.
Oh, okay, because I wasn't certain whether they had built that new juvenile facility up on 150th.
Oh, the juvenile facility was the one up on the hill.
Right, that's 150th, the green building.
Yeah.
Yeah, were you in C unit or D unit?
C. No, I was in D, excuse me.
You were in...
And my fellow thieves were in C, two of them.
Yeah. Okay, well, I spent time in both of them, and for the sake of the listening audience, it's kind of a private thing. It's 150th, the Green Building, folks, was Juvenile Hall, and I was up there several times for incorrigible because my mother couldn't handle me. At any rate, listen, one other thing before I get into this. In reading your book, I noticed that your daughter, Michelle, had been diagnosed with epilepsy. I wanted to ask you, did your daughter Michelle go through these rounds of vaccinations at 6, 12, and 18 months?
No. What was she?
Okay.
She was vaccinated, but she was mostly filled with dope, secondol, and other things that just kept her lethargic. And it even turned her teeth yellow.
Mm-hmm.
And when we took her, of course, down to the Hopi Indian Reservation and to the healer, the traditional healer, he cured her of epilepsy.
Right. Yeah, he diagnosed her with epilepsy. But the reason that I had asked you the question is because, you know, they give three rounds of vaccinations to infants, 6, 12, and 18 months, and there's a lot of the infants are coming down with autism on their third round of vaccination, and I thought maybe that was the same with Michelle.
Happened with Michelle, after she got that initial, we saw that what happened to her, and her personality changed. My wife immediately took her down to her reservation, Hopi Indian Reservation in Arizona.
Okay, well, now it's interesting that you bring that up, because I have a couple of emails I want to read to you. One is on that particular subject of the Hopis here in Arizona, but I'll get to that in a little bit. Now, you had sent out a press release that the Lakota Nation was redeclaring their independence from these treaties that had been entered into by the Lakota Nation over the past 150 years, of which most, if not all, of the treaties had been violated. And I'd read a lot about those. Now, and you since sent out another release on January 1st to the United States of America, plus the states of Montana, Wyoming, North Dakota, and so forth, that the Lakota, through its government, have appointed representatives to withdraw from all the treaties with the United States of America. Now, my first question to you, I know that you had been up in the Dakotas talking to the Cheyenne Nation, is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. And are there other Indian nations other than just the Cheyenne that are expressing interest in what you're attempting to do here?
No, but indigenous countries around the globe are now emailing us and telephoning us and asking us to send all our documents to them. They're studying this issue. We got the Union of British Columbia Chiefs, which encompasses all the reserves in that province of Canada. They are closely looking. The Hawaiians in Hawaii, the Royalists, they call themselves, they've contacted us about the same thing, and the Chumara in Guam have contacted us. Guam, of course, is also under the heel of the United States government, the indigenous people there. So they all have their issues and their rights to become free and independent themselves.
Okay. Now, so how did your meeting with the Cheyenne Nation go, by the way?
Oh, well, it hasn't happened yet. We move on a lot slower time than industrial America. We'll be meeting en masse up there after the 6th, sometime after the 6th. After this Sunday, next week sometime.
Okay, well, you know, as I peruse through your book, and by the way, before this show is over, I want you, if you would, sir, to put out the contact information for my listening audience to be able to purchase a copy of that book, because all week I have been promoting it, and I've told my listening audience that it is indeed a must read. I came away from that book with the idea that you have actually lived, sir, and I give you much credit for living the real life experience that Clint Eastwood could only portray as his hero in the movies. So, again, I commend you for all of your efforts on behalf of your nation, sir. Now, another question I want to ask you, and maybe you can enlighten myself as well as the listening audience here, Russell. These Indian nations that have popped up over the last 20 years with Indian casinos, are they giving any kind of a kickback to the state or federal government on, have they entered into agreements with the state or federal governments regarding the revenue generated by those, do you know?
Well, you know, it's curious that the American Indians, when they get into gaming, they're regulated by a congressional act, whereas all the other gaming institutions in America are just regulated by local governments. The point about, yes, not only do all of the monies that the Indians get go into the general fund of the Bureau of Indian Affairs, according to the National Indian Gaming Regulatory Act, which, by the way, when they passed that in 1987, I believe, or 86, it was called the National Indian Gaming Regulatory Act. And the acronym was NIGRA. When mm-hmm. Congress realized the acronym, they changed it to just the Indian Gaming Regulatory Act. I kid you not. At any rate, what happens, here's the scenario, and this is true. First, the act requires the Indian reservations to come to what is called a compact with the state. The state demands anywheres from 22 to 36% of the proceeds. That's the tax the state gets from these Indian casinos, all right?
Okay.
That's why Richardson is running for president from New Mexico. That's why New Mexico shows a surplus under his regime. And it goes for California. California casinos have helped build the deficit that they were put into because of the energy crisis there. The Indian casino, but no one ever brags about it. No one ever acknowledges it. No one ever points to that fact. And not even the Indians themselves. But at any rate, these onerous taxes that they pay into the state coffers, they also, the investors who put up the casinos, they get 49%. The Indian bylaw gets 51%. But out of that 51% comes all liabilities and costs. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Expansion, the building, all the help, the taxes, and the 49% is carted away in total by the investors. So it's, and then the money that they spend, they have to get the permission of the Bureau of Indian Affairs to spend that money from the casino. That it's in, the Bureau of Indian Affairs okays the bank they put it in.
the Bureau of Indian Affairs oversees it, okays the bank that they put it in. So in essence, what I'm taking away from this is that really, after all is said and done and all the expenses are paid and the taxes and so forth, that there's really little, if anything, left for the people of the Indian nation per se. Am I right in that?
That's correct. And because and because of what they do have, they take out loans to build their tribal facilities, to put up a health clinic, to improve their own roads. But you go to the state of Connecticut. The state of Connecticut was bankrupt, was literally bankrupt. New Haven was virtually deserted. But since the Pequots and the Mohegans got their huge casinos, That state is now
back on its feet. Yes, listen,
back
Russell,
on its feet.
Let me interrupt you, sir. We have to take a break. We'll be back in three. Stick with me. I got a lot more.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org. Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants like George W. Bush, who as roaring lions go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Banner for more information and ordering.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog of the American Awakening coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Short segment coming up to the bottom of the hour break here with my guest, special guest, Russell Means. And Russell, now you were just mentioning that the state of Connecticut was close to, if not well, right on the verge of bankruptcy, and then they opened up the Indian casinos, and miraculously, they're financially in good shape now, right?
Yes, and they have excellent highways and major highway construction throughout the state.
But Russell, ironically, these states have entered into these agreements with these different Indian nations, and when all of the chips fall where they may, the people of the nation really get little, if anything, other than maybe a menial job at the casino. Is that right?
That's the vast majority of the Indian casinos. There are some casinos that give per capita payments out, and it varies. Some reservations, like the two Sioux Indian reservations outside Minneapolis, Minnesota, they give per capita payments in the hundreds of thousands of dollars to each one of their members, but, you know, they have, 400 members, and each one has 250, the other one has 400 and some. But other small reservations do the same thing, but it's probably less than 10% of the 300 casinos and Indian casinos in this country.
Why does that not surprise me? Well, while I'm on that topic, then I want to read this quick email that I got yesterday in doing an expo on you, sir, from one of my listeners. And this listener wanted me to ask you if the Navajos or the Hopis here in Arizona were interested in doing what the Lakotas are doing. She wanted to know if this or any other tribe in Arizona is meeting with you.
Well, no. Understand that the colonial apartheid system that America designed back in the 1800s precludes anything. These colonial governments are exactly that. That's why they're allowed casinos, because most of that money goes into a general fund for each tribal government. And in fact, all tribal governments have a general fund of which the people who run the tribal government can pick and choose why and where they want to spend that money on whatever. So the people, really, it never gets down. And that's why the condition of the American Indian has never changed statistically in terms of poverty, disease, abuse, self-abuse I'm talking about, and of all kinds, diseases of all kinds, no jobs, no industry. Now, the Navajo tribal governments, none of those, this all has to be independence-minded people who understand international law and their own natural law.
I see. Okay. Well, you know, this has been an ongoing trek for you for nigh on, I don't know, what, 35 years. You have been a member of AIM. And now another question I have for you is, when exactly, sir, was your final separation from the American Indian Movement itself?
Well, I believe that came in 1999 when I found out, and I had a press conference in Denver, Colorado, to announce it, when I found out that Anna Mae Aquash, one of our female leaders back in the 1960s and 70s, mm-hmm. She's a Mi'kmaq Indian from Canada and around Newfoundland, she was murdered, and I had always thought it was the FBI who killed her. At any rate, when I found out that it was some of the leadership of the American Indian Movement, I named it in a press conference, Vernon Balcourt and Clyde Balcourt. At the time, I didn't know my own brother, was involved, not in the actual murder or in ordering the murder, but the decision to murder her took place in his home. Oh my gosh, is right. Now the final pieces to that is finally coming to fruition in Rapid City, South Dakota. This month, the murder trial, I think it's first part of February, murder trial of John Graham. After a year and a half to 2 years of trying to get him extradited from Canada, it finally came about. He's in the jail in Rapid City now, and he's going to trial. One person's already gone to prison for that, Mr. Looking Cloud. Terrible Looking Cloud. At any rate, he's in prison, and now we look for John Graham. But I'm going to be talking with John Graham, hopefully, to try to convince him, because he was the trigger man, and he was in the AIM at the time, and he is now in jail. I'm going to try to document to tell him who ordered him.
Do you think you'll have any success in doing so?
I think it is a good success in doing so. But the man who ordered him, who I know and had the press conference all about, was Vernon Balcourt. He has now died.
Well, you know what, Russell, and it's funny that you bring up his name, because this is the other email that I received yesterday, and I wanted to address this because I wanted to get your thoughts. I'm sitting here looking at a press release put out in February 20th, 1999, by the American Indian Movement. And as I read this, sir, I see, I mean, I know in reading your book, I know that you've gone through 35 or so years, you know, in working with these people, Vernon Bellecourt and Dennis Banks and all of these people, to try to achieve what you've been diligently working for all these years, and that is, you know, the adhering to the treaties that have been violated, but also the independence, you know, the right. Attention to be paid to your people. And I'm looking at this just terrible slamming of a...
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona, with my special guest, Russell Means. And Russell, we were on the subject of Vernon Bellecourt. And, you know, I go back through over the, reading your book over the past 35 years. You've been working hand in hand with these people. You've been doing, you know, going bending over backwards, doing things that, that no citizen that I know that didn't have a brass set on him would do, if you know what I mean. You've taken over, you've assisted other fellow Indians in taking over Wounded Knee. I mean, you've taken over the Bureau of Indian Affairs. It's just, your book reads like an expose out of a Clint Eastwood movie. But what I want to get into for a minute is I read this press release where Bellecourt asserted And he's making allegations at you, which I found really bizarre. Like, for example, Bellecourt was also concerned that many of the Navajo people were upset by Russell's portrayal of a Navajo medicine man in Oliver Stone's movie Natural Born Killers, and he asserts that Means was shown handling rattlesnakes in the film, but snakes are considered unwholesome creatures by the Navajo. What on earth would that have to do? I mean, this is Hollywood, for crying out loud. Did this guy have some kind of animosity against you because maybe you were in support of the Misurisada down in South America against the Sandinistas, or maybe it was because Bonnie Timmerman called you and offered you to audition for Last of the Mohicans? I mean, which is it here? What's the matter with this guy?
Well, first of all, Vernon Bellecourt is... brother of Clyde Bellecourt. Clyde okay. Bellecourt is the reason I joined AIM, actually, both him and Dennis Banks. But after I joined AIM, Clyde, I became an admirer of Clyde, and I fashioned my role in the American AIM movement after Clyde. And Dennis Banks and I had a good symbiotic relationship. And Vernon was accepted because he was Clyde's brother. And he was never really in the leadership, but he was always had a big mouth, and so we never did anything about quelling him or his role in AIM. I mean, he had the right to speak his mind. But after the American Indian Movement sort of slid from the prominence of self-determination, he mm-hmm. began to attack Indian people. And so we had in the 90s, beginning in 94, a tribunal investigate Vernon and Clyde, and we found them to be, they were convicted by the tribunal being treasonous to the American Indian people and the American Indian movement, so they were expelled. That's the most damning thing Indian people can do traditionally, is to expel you from one's organization or one's nation. So we expelled them back in 1995. So they then went out and put up a website claiming they were AIM. And that's where that came from. But they were expelled by a national tribune, international tribunal of their peers, formulated by the leadership of the American Indian Movement. So, and then after that, even before that press release, that's when I named him as the man who ordered the murder. This is the second time he ordered the murder of Enemy Aquash. The other thing is he threatened to sue me. Now, this is a serious charge when you charge someone publicly with a high crime, and he threatened to sue me for defamation of character. Well, he never did.
Never did. Well, he also alleges in here in this press release that you, and this I find this hilarious. He also alleges that you resigned from the American Indian Movement no less than six times. And I recall reading in your book that you did get upset one day at somebody, maybe it was Dennis or somebody, and you said, "Well, I'm going to resign." And they said, "You can't do that because they didn't have a national office anyway." I mean, you can't resign from the American Indian Movement. And correct me if I'm wrong, but it was because you're an Indian, right?
Well, in the words of Crow Dog, our spiritual leader, he said, "Resigning from him is like resigning from Mother Earth."
Well, okay, but
so my resignation was definitely disallowed.
Yeah, well, no, I'm getting off topic a little bit here. So, but when Vernon Bellecourt accuses you of resigning from the American Indian Movement six times, that's totally preposterous. okay, but at any, I wanted to clear that up because I got.
I'm glad someone sees the humor and the astonishment.
I could go further in this, but in order to take this,
well, I'll tell you something. The people on the left loves it. They love that. The people on the left have never taken me into their confidence or their bosom because I was anti-Sandinista, I'm anti-Marxist, and I don't adhere to the left. But the main thing is way back in the beginning in the anti-war movements of Vietnam, they were, unless the Indians served their purposes, they didn't support us on anything. They're not doing it today.
Oh, no. Well, I mean, I can...
I'm not hearing from the left at all in this, in our independence movement.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, the left is among the most racist anti-Indian movements in this entire country.
When you had come back from Nicaragua, and by the way, folks, and again, I endorse this book. You need to get a copy of this book because you really can't get the full drift of what Russell and I are speaking of in some context, and especially in this press release, unless you read the book to understand what was going on at that particular time. But here's a quote by you. It says, "Everyone on the left from Ted Kennedy to the hippies were condemning you as a traitor to the American Indian movement, and Clyde and Vernon had issued press releases, and again, Clyde claimed that he'd kicked you out of AIM, which is totally absurd, because Dennis Banks, AIM hadn't had a national office since Dennis Banks had gone underground almost 10 years earlier.
Right.
Just ridiculous. Yeah, but at any rate, okay, so let's see what I've got here. In short, they treated you like an Indian, and as far as the left is concerned, no Indian has integrity unless he goes along with their program. So what you're initially trying to do right now, I mean, you issued this press release to, what is it, the Department of the Interior or the United States Department of Indian Affairs? Or where did that press release go when you had told them that you were the Lakota Nation was regaining their independence?
Actually, we didn't do it as a press release. On December 17th, we took a portfolio and a letter of withdrawal from all treaties and agreements with the United States of America, presented that to the State Department. And it wasn't until such tremendous, and it's still growing, the Internet result of our action, and that Abby, what's her name, on Democracy and Now.
Oh, Laura Enger. Let's see, Democracy Now. Amy
Goodman. Finally announced it 13 days after we had done it. She finally announced it in a news brief in a couple of sentences.
I don't know whether you know this or not, but I read it the next day in its entirety on the air. Because I'm fascinated by it. You know, my listening audience is in a patriot movement as well, because we look at the atrocities that are being committed, by this, what I call the hijacked outlaw government right now. And there's so many comparisons that run parallel to what you have been enduring, your people have been enduring over the last 150 years, and what's happening to us right now.
I'm glad you said that, because here's where it comes from. Every policy that the American is now suffering under was first bred and birthed on an Indian reservation, then exported to the world, and then finally exported onto the backs of the American people. You know, I can tell you about the land policies of America. You know, the family farmer and the family rancher has been under extreme attack since the 1960s, if not before, and the corporations are taking over land control. They and the government have control of the rural land areas now in America, and it's the family farmer, the people of the land, the backbone of this nation, the individuals that kept this country on its democratic toes. And I agree with that democratic analogy, because this is supposed to be a republic. But aside from that, that's the land policy of America, first done to Indians. Now, secondly, you know, when you're in the way of so-called progress, they get rid of you. So that's what's happening to the family farmer and family rancher. And they, for the last 40 years, they've been the new Indians of America. Now all the Americans live on the largest Indian reservation in the world, and that's the United States of America. The other thing is your health system is totally rot from the health system, allegedly, that given to the Indians. And then thirdly, the total educational system of the public schools is controlled by federal and state governments. I mean, they're indoctrinating the children. of America into becoming citizen Neanderthals. It's I shouldn't even put citizen in there. You know, the schools are not teaching anyone how to be responsible, how to be entrepreneurs, or how to be a good citizen. You know, two-thirds of the law schools in this country do not teach the Constitution. So what do we expect in a country that has become onerous in every facet of life? You know, it is non-tolerant, has no tolerance whatsoever, and that's not a Christian nation. So I concur, but I want the people to realize where all these policies have come from in the growth of government. The very first time in America's history when there was corruption taken from the American government, when it was exposed in 1827, the first instance of corruption in the federal government, it was in the three-year-old Bureau of Indian Affairs. Huh. So that tells that was the first death knell of this country.
You know, it's interesting, you know, they've been, the atrocities that they've been perpetrating upon the Indian nation since for the last 150 years, I mean, and I bring this up on my show all the time, when I was in school, you know, the lies that were told to us in history class, for crying out loud, and this is a question that I wanted to pose to you. When you were in history class at San Leandro High School and they started talking about George Armstrong Custer, was that one of the times maybe when you stood up and got tossed out of class? Or suspended, maybe?
Oh, the the horrendous massacre of a man who was destined to be president of the United States. Oh, yeah, I heard it all.
Well, I mean, as I read through there, you know, and I realized that it was such an experience for me, Russell, going through there, because I have to admit, I was just another naive kid that believed what he was taught in history class, and I'm looking at what you're reading in the book about, you know, George Armstrong Custer and Christopher Columbus and, you know, Moses Cleveland and all of this stuff. And it's, and you realize that everything that they're teaching you is totally bogus. You know, and then I look here and I've got these comparisons and I went over them, I went over them in your expose on the air yesterday, but, you know, some of these things that are happening right now today, we've got a bill, and I'm sure you probably know about this, we've got a bill in the Senate, S-1959, the Homegrown Radicalization Terrorist Act. And basically what it's doing is they're saying that anybody that in this country, any American citizen that doesn't agree with, you know, the administration's policies on the Iraq war, or, you know, believe that they're a 9/11 truther and believe 9/11 was an inside job, they're trying to
criticizes the president.
Yes, exactly. And so they're trying to brand us as a terrorist. And as I read through the book, I went back to and made a comparison of what Nixon had said back in 1972, I believe it was, when Dick Gregory performed. He had performed. You were at you were up at Wounded Knee, I believe. And he had said that. Let's see, what was it? I'll find it here in just a second. Nixon had just abolished the gold standard, backing the dollar, which led to its international devaluation, and Dick cracked us up by saying what he had really knocked the dollar down was the world's realization that we Indians hadn't been conquered and were trying to take back our land. But also, Nixon in 1972 declared AIM as one of the biggest terrorist groups in the United States.
That's correct.
Yeah, I mean, and
he and Senator Stennis of Mississippi, who was chairman of the Un-American Activities, whatever.
So you've got going all the way back in with you guys, you know, the Indian Nation, with you as an activist, doing nothing more than trying to get the United States government to simply adhere to treaties that they had agreed to with your nation and other Indian nations for the last 150 years. They're not only banning or branding AIM as a terrorist organization, but also you have been, and I wanted to ask you this, you may not even know the answer, but how many times have they arrested you and tried to trump up charges on you in the past 35 years in doing what you've been trying to do?
Well, I lost count. But in the four-year period in from 1972 to 1976, I was arrested 13 times on felony, including felonies, including murder. And I won every case except the 13th one, and I allowed a lawyer to represent me, a South Dakota lawyer at that, and I got convicted for riot to obstruct justice. I was sent to prison, and then while I was in prison, they repealed that law as being unconstitutional. But they repealed it without any retroactive provisions. And I was the only one ever convicted under that law since the inception of the state of South Dakota.
I've never even heard of that law. But then there's so many million laws that they've put on the books, and ignorance, of course, Russell, you know, is no excuse. So, you know, you would have to sit in a law library from now to for the next 10,000 years to even be aware of all the laws. But what's fascinating is not only did they, well, okay, so they convicted you one time out of the 13, but it seems to me like not only with yourself, but also with your colleagues, your fellow Indian friends and so forth, they were trumping up charges left and right, trying to silence you guys and just basically put you away.
Yes, we suffered more repression, suppression, and oppression manyfold than the Black Panthers did. We lost, in a four-year period, we lost over 260 people nationwide to assassination.
260 people nationwide to assassination. That is, that's absolutely abominable. So with what you're doing now let me ask you this. What you've done as far as notifying them that you're basically, that the Lakota Nation is basically redeclaring their independence from these treaties. Now, is this another group that you have brought together, or is it a group that's been in force? I know because you're not with AIM anymore.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code CLUBRADIO when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and body extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog of the American Awakening coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona with my special guest, Russell Means. A short segment coming up to the top of the hour, and then I'm going to open the phone lines, folks. But before we went to break, I posed a question. Now, Russell, specifically, is it a group of the Indian nations and countries around the world? Is it a specific group? It's not AIM anymore. They've disbanded AIM, right?
Right. Well, AIM faded away, really. What this is, it took me about 9 months to reach critical mass, is I went around Lakota country explaining, well, everyone knows in Lakota country the condition of our nation. According to linguists, we've lost our language. We don't believe we've lost our language, but the average age of a fluent Lakota speaker is 65 years of age. Now, I'm 69 winters old. At any rate, also our young people, they have no concept, they can't explain what freedom means or being free. They have no concept. I know I've talked to many people in their 20s, 20-somethings. And then, of course, the average age of our males is less than 44 years. It's the lowest life expectancy in the world. Consequently, you know, diseases are epidemic on our reservation. Crime, abuses of all types, you know, among ourselves is epidemic on every reservation. Consequently, I could see us no longer allowing ourselves to be under this colonial apartheid method. And to boot on top of that, we continue to lose our land and our water. So what we're doing is I reached critical mass. And people said, yes, we must withdraw from the treaties. We'll never get the United States to live up to them. We just keep losing and things keep getting worse on the reservation. So, and the diaspora of my people is over 70%. We're refugees in our own country. They have to leave our country, our reservation, that reservation system, just to get a job. So it was genocide. So we decided to withdraw, and we checked out the law, both nationally and internationally, and the Constitution of the United States. Article 6 specifically backs this up, but more importantly, so does international law, of which the United States of America's government is a signatory to, and that's the Vienna Convention on the Law of Treaties. So we are nationally and internationally legal. We're within our rights, period. Secondly, the fact that everything we want to do, both in commerce and work within our nation, is also legal and under U.S. present U.S. law. So we have, just today, we have established the hierarchy of our provisional government. Now, we have a provisional government in place now, of which I am chief facilitator. And we have others on the, for lack of a better term, in our language, we have a way of calling these things. But for lack of a better term in English, is the Provisional Council, which is running the nation right now. But we have critical mass. Now, people are asking, we estimate about 12 to 13,000 people, Lakotas. We do not represent tribal governments. We do not represent reservations. We certainly do not represent the majority of our people with the same bloodline as ours, but we are freedom-seeking, freedom-desiring Lakotas with the brain. So we have withdrew from all treaties and agreements.
Gold.